Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Hi there. You are listening to You Are Important to Sarah on the Authentic You Radio Network. We're having some technical difficulties, and we're trying to get Sarah in on the show. My name is Heather McCray, and I'm one of the other hosts on the Authentic You Radio Network. And I'm going to do my best to pinch hit here until we can get Sarah in the studio. Sarah has a guest, an amazing guest today. Named Bonnie, and I'm going to bring Bonnie up in so Bonnie can talk about her wonderful, wonderful work and her products. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I am going to take over for Sarah for a minute until we can get our technical glitches worked out.
Okay.
So I thought that perhaps we could start off by you talking a little bit about yourself and what you do, because I understand that you have a wonderful giveaway to give away.
Yes, I do. So I'm Bonnie Gale, and I'm a body liberator. And the work that I do is that I help people that have poor body image issues. And where that really came from was in 2011, I launched a product that I was the co-creator of called Sex Better. And I started talking to women and men about intimacy. And as I was talking to women, I noticed that their heads would, like, turn down and turn away from me. And I thought that was kind of odd because I wasn't, you know, coming from a really aggressive place. I was coming from, like, a loving, healing place, talking about women's issues in intimacy.
That is such an important topic, too, because with the stress of the economy and everything right now, women are so wound up.
Worse than ever before. And, you know, which makes men more wound up too, because when people are stressed and they're not in their intimacy stages, basically the stress builds up and they keep it inside, and they really just, it's really about that the two people are not able to work through what they need to work through, and it's because they're both coming from a bad place.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, work as a coach also, and it's been my experience that the fear, when people let fear and ego take over, it's just all over.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, fear and ego are obviously not things that you really want to bring into the bedroom, you know. And so the
yeah.
thing is that, you know, it's like we really have to, like, leave the fear and the ego behind so that we can, like, really come and have, like, a really good time and really enjoy each other. Like, really learn to, like, you know, it's like, it's the little things, and it's not even just the actual act itself. It's all of the things that lead up to it that really make intimacy over the top, amazing, special, and really keep people bonded and connected.
That's, like, essential. I mean, and the thing too is that what people don't realize is that I have such respect for your work, because what people don't realize is the one thing that takes such discipline to learn when you're getting really, really stressed out is to really, really calm down and relax.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by making use of being, you know, being playful, you know, being able to take a time out as a couple and just spend some time with, you know, in intimacy together.
Like overnight, instantaneously.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my intimacy was completely different. It was non-existent. If we even tried, it was extremely painful. And it wasn't enjoyable for him or me because I didn't feel comfortable because it was so painful, and he didn't feel comfortable because he knew that he was giving me pain. And so I went out into the market to look for something that was healing and healthy and, you know, something that would really make me feel good, and there was nothing. Nothing. There were products out there, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the products were completely toxic. They had all kinds of things like parabens in them, something that you put in antifreeze. It's part of antifreeze that you put in your car. That is the stimulant in these products.
And this is all the junk that you would see that's really cheap that's at, like, the drugstore or something anyway, right, that you'd find
at
Walgreens?
Well, you know what's so funny? It's not so cheap. It is the junk that you see. This
right.
junk is the same price as our amazing product. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? So it's not necessarily cheap. I mean, our product is $35, and basically it lasts anywhere from 15 to 30 times, depending on who's using it.
Sure.
And that actually is very inexpensive if you think about the price point and how many uses you get out of it. The other products, you probably get the same number of uses. It probably costs around the same. But if you take a look at the ingredients in the product and what it really does to your body, especially like if you use it for a long-term purpose,
sure.
you know, it would basically probably end up like ruining the tissue, because you can't put irritants on that sensitive tissue and think that you're not going to affect it some way.
Well, I can't agree with you more, because I can tell you, as having had, I was in a relationship for 7.5 years with someone who had psoriasis, and you have to be so careful about any kind of stuff like that that you use. I mean, and thank God yours is, you know, high quality natural ingredients and safe for your skin, because if you, especially with gay couples, if you're using sex toys,
yes.
and you're not using products that are safe for your skin, and you don't pay attention to ingredients like that, you can end up with everything from a yeast infection to God knows what.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting that you said psoriasis and yeast infection, because I actually have people that are using our product for those two purposes, because it really is amazing for the skin. And if you look at the properties of each of the ingredients that we have in the product, I mean, our main ingredient is coconut oil, which is an antifungal, antibacterial, you know, oil. And all of our oils have some form of antifungal, antibacterial in it. So when we take them all and we put them together, and then we actually put our product through a quantum physics process, which is a scientific process.
Right.
And what that does is it actually heightens all the amazing properties of each of the ingredients. So, like, the coconut oil, like all the great properties that coconut oil has,
right,
it
right.
just
and
exponentially makes it that much better.
Right. I mean, everything from healing properties to vitamin and mineral richness and
exactly.
you know.
Exactly.
Healthy, good stuff for your skin. That's phenomenal.
Yes. So I have used Sex Better personally to heal myself from the inside out. And, you know, this is very interesting, because this is where body liberation stems from. Because body
yeah, can
liberation,
you talk about that? Because that's so important, especially for, you know, for all women, but most especially women over 40. Because
oh, yeah.
when you have all of that hormonal stuff going on.
Exactly. So let's just, I mean, you know, we can talk about every woman, but women over 40 especially, you know, when your body starts to change because you're going through hormonal changes, there are a lot of things that happen to it. And one of the big things is that women start to feel very masculine, because their feminine hormone is leaving them,
yeah.
okay? It's becoming less. And so what happens is a lot of times women naturally start to evolve into a much more masculine state, where they don't feel pretty anymore and they don't feel beautiful. And a lot of times they gain weight, especially like in the belly area.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, they talk about the belly fat. And then a lot of times they start beating themselves up because their body starts to change and it becomes more uncomfortable at a lot of levels. A lot of times the vaginal area becomes very dry.
Yeah.
It starts to close up a little. And that's a discomfort as well. you know, that starts to occur. So, you know, we have all these things, and then all these messages, you know, we're reading all these magazines and looking at all these billboards of all these young, beautiful women.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're not real.
None of it
the
is.
The images are all altered.
Yep, and it's so funny, Bonnie, that you were funny, ironic, interesting that you were talking about all of the body changes and stuff, because like I said, when I was with my partner that had psoriasis, every single thing you were talking about, we had to deal with anyway. And I, for a long time, was on medication for depression, which, as you know, can play havoc with having any sense of sexual feelings and desire at all. So that any,
absolutely,
you know, so
and it inhibits orgasm too.
Yeah,
like antidepressants do. Yeah, they inhibit them.
Yeah, so I mean, the fact that your product is all natural, that it helps with, you know, stimulation and the playfulness thing too. I mean, that's so important, and I agree with you. I mean, like I said, women. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and I'm not on medication anymore, which was a whole other conversation. But but the fact that you are so knowledgeable about your product, that must give a lot of people a lot of comfort. Do you get, first of all, why don't you give people your contact information? Do you have a blog? Is there, what?
Yes, I have a blog. It's at www.bodyliberator.com, BODYLIBERATOR.com.
Right.
And, then we have our sexbutter.net, so it's www.sexbutter.net website, and there's a blog on there as well. They're different blogs, and they talk about different things. On Facebook, you can reach me at Bonnie Gale, G-A-Y-L-E.
That's phenomenal, because, I mean, as I said, I've been pinch-hitting for Sarah, so I don't really know that much about, I didn't have a chance to read up on you, obviously. But the fact that you have so much knowledge about what women my age and younger need, this blog must be such a gift for so many women. I'm looking forward to checking it out myself. What would you like women to know who are my age, you know, who are 48?
Which is the same age I am.
Great. So talk more about liberation and what we can do.
Okay. So, you know, I teach people that it's an inside job, you know, because I think that all of us have the voices in our head, you know, I call them the voices in our head. And
yeah.
Some people call it the inner critic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we can really beat ourselves up really well. I know that, you know what I mean? I know that from my own past.
Yep.
And, you know, body liberation is a practice, and basically what I teach people is really how to learn to love themselves, you know, from their essence, where they came from, who they really are. And, you know, there are many, most of my clients want to make physical body changes, like lose weight as an example, or,
yeah,
you know, different kinds of things, feel better, be more energetic. And
sure,
that's great, and I help them do that. But what I have found is that in order for that to happen, first they have to start doing the work. And as they're doing the work, the results that they want start to happen, because there's a lot of release work that needs to be done. You know, we store so many negative messages inside of us, and we keep pushing them down and suppressing them, and we use all kinds of things in order to do that, like food, like comfort food, drugs, alcohol, being a workaholic,
yeah,
you know, being,
yeah,
so busy. It's like we can basically fill ourselves up with all kinds of things, but the bottom line is that feeling isn't going to go away by doing that.
Yeah.
So when I work with people, I teach them, you know, a lot of different techniques of release work, and we do a lot of work in the bathtub. I don't physically go into the bathtub with them.
Sure.
I teach them what to do in their own bathtub by,
sure,
themselves, you know, in the comforts and confines of their own home.
Sure.
So that they can really learn to change, first to get rid of the messages, and then to bring in new messages, and really to literally program their brain with these positive messages, you know, because when you're out in the world every day, you will get 17 negative messages to every one positive message.
Oh,
so there's
yeah.
a lot to overcome.
Yep. That is so true. And it's such a difficult topic for so many women anyway, because especially women our age who grew up, I think, in a much more conservative time than the indigos now. You know what I mean? Who are pretty sexually
liberal. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't even come out as a gay woman until I was 35. And that in itself was, you know, unbelievably liberating. But, you know, for straight or gay women, whatever kind of woman, services like yours are essential because, I mean, sex is still, no matter how light and playful everybody is about it, you know, when it comes right down to it, people are still so uncomfortable with their bodies.
Exactly. And when that happens, what happens is we become closed up and shut down to being open during intimacy. And part of that is even like, you know, I've heard, you know, I've talked to people like literally who their mate has never seen them naked, standing up.
Wow.
Like in 30 years of marriage, never seen them naked. Like
yeah.
they literally go under the covers, undress, and that's where they have sex, under the covers with all the lights out. And you can only imagine that when somebody's in that kind of state and they're feeling so uncomfortable with themselves, that it can't be about having an amazing experience.
Well, no, it sounds like there's a lot of shame involved. And I can tell you having, you know, I'm one of probably millions of women who grew up in a household where there was violence and alcoholism and all kinds of stuff. And all of that can wreak such havoc on your self-esteem, on your
Absolutely.
Body image. And, you know, just even being able to masturbate effectively can be just...
Oh, almost impossible.
Yeah, yeah, because
I mean,
you have
where
to,
they really can't even bring themselves to orgasm at all.
Right. And to even be able to, you know, use the word masturbation. You know?
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. Everybody, like, goes crazy when, you know, when I say that word. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring it down a notch, and I'm going to call it self-pleasuring. Does that make you feel a little
That's
better?
Right. That's right. That's right. And also, I can imagine that a good piece of your work maybe for some clients is actual a little bit of anatomy and physiology, you know, biology 101. Here's the clitoris, here's what it does, and here's what it doesn't do. This is what the vagina does, this is what it doesn't do. I mean, as it relates to sex as opposed to childbearing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting. I don't talk about the specific body part so much. I do talk about orgasm. I do talk about, like, the benefits of intimacy, why it's important. The only reason I don't talk about, like, that is because I'm not a true, like, sex educator from that standpoint. Like, I didn't have that kind of training.
I
so I like to leave that to the people that did so that I'm not, like, saying the wrong things.
No,
but, you know, it's very interesting because my knowledge comes from a combination of really, you know, just the exploration and the whole thing that I've gone through and then really taking people through, you know, the processes of sex butter and what it really does and how it really makes you feel. And I have become, like, at the age of 48, I have the best intimacy in my life today than I have ever had in my entire life, which is pretty phenomenal being a menopausal woman who
yeah.
literally 7 years ago you could not penetrate with a Q-tip.
Yeah.
That's a pretty amazing thing to be able to say.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's part of owning your body. I mean, being able to, you know, say, hey, and also, I mean, I've noticed for me, whenever I go through big shifts in consciousness and you know, that part, you know, my sexuality is back on track and I feel more open and more pretty and more balanced and more womanly.
Right.
It changes everything, and you're right. It has to start with your thinking because if your ego, if your negative, you know, if you've got a lot of negative ego in the way, you're not, you know, forget it.
Well, you're not going to go very far. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Well, and not only that. Okay, so like how you feel about yourself, and really kind of where you came from stems from, you know, your root chakra, which
okay.
is right where it all counts, right? So that's where all the power is, and that's where all the pain is. Isn't that interesting? The power and the pain. The power and the pain and the pleasure. They're all there. And it's going to be about what each person chooses to access. So one of the things that I say to people is, like, when they have poor body image issues, it blocks everything. You block yourself from being in good relationships. That doesn't even have to mean intimacy relationships. It's all relationships. It's familial relationships. It's friendships. It's male-female relationships.
Yeah.
And then there's the intimacy relationships. It's the business relationships. So you block all of that. You block your creativity. So now you can't create. And you block yourself from really putting yourself out there and showing up in the world and really allowing your gifts to shine.
And yeah, because you're not really grounded. You're not grounded in Mother Earth. I mean, when you have that connection to your root chakra, you're grounded.
Exactly, exactly. And so I call that, you know, like basically it's your essence comes from there, and the essence comes from within. And when you shine that essence out, that's when people start to notice. So if you took me like 6 years ago, I was like one of those people. I was successful in the work that I did. I was working in the world of money.
Sure.
I had a thriving business. I was completely miserable. I was completely negative. I was unhappy. I was very masculine to the point of somebody actually asking me if I was gay, you know.
Wow.
And not that there's anything wrong with
that. No,
I promote all kinds of relationships. But what
sure.
they saw was a female that was like closed up and shut down and very masculine in her look and feel. And so they felt that I would be like the male partner in a gay relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they saw in me.
Yeah, and you know what? There's so many women that are like that just anyway, that end up getting labeled ball breaker or, you know, whatever, just because their show shut down and they don't realize that, I mean, you know, whether we want to believe it or not, I know our sexuality is a piece of every single thing we do. It has nothing to do with, you know, the actual sex act, but
right.
all of the hormones, all of those feelings, I mean... And the fact that you do the work that you do is such a gift to everybody, men and women, because obviously when a wife or a female partner in a couple or, you know, one of the partners in a gay couple or however you want to put it, is finally able to find a place of peace and release and relaxation, it shifts everything for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a lot of these people... You know, I mean, a lot are in relationships, and then there are a lot that are not, because they end up giving themselves away so quickly that nobody wants to take them as a partner because they are looking for love from somewhere else, you know, and in the case, it would be their part, it would be this person, you know, whether it's the same sex or a different sex. The bottom line is, so they're looking at for it from the outside, and so they like literally will go out, have sex with somebody, latch on to them, and that person's like running for the hills, you know,
yeah.
because...
Yeah, they see somebody desperate coming. Anytime you do anything from desperation, you're screwed.
Exactly, exactly. So this work is really important, and it's very, very deep work. It's very interesting because I had to develop some healing products because a lot of the people that I was working with were going so deep so fast that they actually got sick because it was, you know, they got into an emotional place and their body, the immunity went down and they literally got sick for like 6 weeks. And it happened to the first two people that I was working with, and it
sure.
happened at the second meeting that we had.
Wow.
So within two weeks. And so I realized, oh my goodness, I have to develop some product to help people to ease this process because this work is sitting in our cellular memory.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of times it's even passed down from our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers because, you know, they didn't feel good about themselves. And then we came through their birth canal, right? And we, our bodies, our cells, picked up all of those messages and took them in and said, okay, we're going to now make these ours too. And so when we're little babies, we don't realize it.
I could not agree with you more. I mean, as somebody, my mom died of cancer when I was 19, and she was sick the whole time I was growing up. So, I mean, I had lots of work to do. But I can tell you, just all of it, you know, self-esteem, self-image, all of it is passed down from your mom. And if you know, you were given lots and lots of work to do, you know, then it's just that much more. I'm just so thrilled that you have this amazing product that you're offering people. Can you, we need to wrap it up in a minute here, but could you give folks your contact information, your blog, all of it one more time so that they can contact you? Because I really think this is such a beneficial thing.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so for my blog for Body Liberation, it's www.bodyliberator.com. And for our Sex Butter product, it's www.sexbutter.net. And if you want to contact me on Facebook, I'm Bonnie, BonnieGayle.
Bonnie, thank you so much for coming today and for being so patient with all of our technical issues.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you
for standing in. I so appreciate it. Otherwise, I would have been talking to myself.
Well, I'm such a big fan of your work and such a believer in Sex Butter and all of that stuff because it's such a gift for everybody. I mean, both from the playful side, it helps people relax. Mm. You know,
it makes orgasm easy and effortless. That's the big thing I love.
Yeah, heightens the pleasure, all of it. Bonnie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care and I trust that everybody's going to come find you because I sure will.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's Sarah's show for today. We apologize again so much for the technical difficulties, but please do contact Bonnie and enjoy her marvelous product. Thanks so much. Happy Wednesday to you.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better.